Hi, I just wanted to jump on here and introduce myself to Dan Andrews and Martin Foley. You have both made a decision that is greatly affecting not only myself, but so many women around Victoria. And I can't even fathom how you came to the decision that you did. And I thought maybe it's because you've never actually met someone who's going through IVF. So, my name is Melanie, and I'm currently going through IVF process. And I really just wanted to let you know that this is something that not I elected to do, and not one other person who is going through IVF, or who has been through IVF, or who's just about to start IVF, has elected to do. This is something we are doing as our only opportunity to have a child. We have tried everything else. Trust me, we have tried everything else. This is something that is a necessity, and you are taking it away from us. Some of us may only have one or two more opportunities to have children. And by opportunities, I mean months. And to just say, to put a blanket ban on IVF for 3 months, you can't have any idea what this will do to some women. I cannot tell you. I cannot even tell you. We think COVID's a pandemic. I'm telling you, infertility is a pandemic. And now we're dealing with both. But you know what makes me really annoyed? We listened to you during 2020 and 2021. We got double vaxxed. And you know what? I'm assuming we were probably the most hesitant of people to get vaxxed. Every day we are pumping so much medication into our body, you can have no idea. So to be told to put more in when we had no idea, there was no data showing how this would interact with our medication, what effect it would have on our ovaries, what effect it would have on our eggs, what effect it would have on getting pregnant. But you know what? We trusted you because you told us to listen to the experts. So I am begging you, I am on my knees. Please now listen to the experts. We did what we had to do. We got double vaxxed. We isolated. And I guarantee every woman going through IVF now is still isolating. I know for myself, I've barely been out of my apartment since Christmas Day because the lead up to going through a procedure that is now cancelled. I cannot tell you, if you want to sit down and have a really calm conversation about this, we can do so, because I truly don't think you have ever spoken to someone who is going through IVF. And you want to know the funny thing is that it is 1 in 8 of us that have fertility issues. So look around, look at women in your office, look at your Zoom calls, look in the supermarket, look when you go for a walk in the park. 1 in every 8 women you are coming across is dealing with infertility. So please, I beg you, I am begging you to please just
Also, sorry for my ignorance, but Dan and Martin, I don't know if you guys have a medical degree or any sort of medical background or any sort of IVF experience or what you may even know about a woman's menstrual cycle. But I implore you to please do as much research as possible, because what you're asking us to do may seem great on paper, but it doesn't make sense in the real world. You are asking us to pause IVF for 90 days. That is 3 months. Our bodies cannot be paused for 90 days. If you don't want to pick up a book and read about it, ask your wives, ask your daughters, ask your sisters, ask your aunties, ask your grandmothers. Go out onto the street and ask any woman what is involved in a menstrual cycle. Please, I am begging, just anything. Last of all, what I really, really want you to do is just to sit down in your house and for one moment erase every single trace of your children. Mentally erase all traces of your children. every photograph on the wall, every photo in a photo album, all the food in the fridge that they love, all the food in the cupboard that they love, all their clothes everywhere, all the laughter, all the banter, all the joy, all the conversation. Go to their room, have a look around, and then empty it. Mentally empty that room. Delete any trace of children in your house. It is awful. It is awful and it's odd. It's so weird. It doesn't make sense. But it is exactly what you are asking us to do. It is exactly what you're forcing us to do. It doesn't make any sense at all. And I, for one, did not elect to go through this. I don't know how Instagram works, and I don't know if you will see this, but I'm going to tag you. I'm going to tag a whole lot of other people, and hopefully somehow you will get to hear one woman's perspective. Just one woman's perspective. Don't forget, 1 in 8 women are going through infertility, but I'm just one.